Coach, welcome back. That first win under your belt, man, pretty solid victory.
Yeah, Havel's a tough team. You know, their numbers are a little down, and they're pretty young, but they're still tough. It's still a Havel tough team, and they forced us to play the whole game. So anytime you can beat a Division I team, no matter what, is a good thing.
All right, tell me about, I don't know if you have game plans in high school, but tell me about your preparation, new coaching staff and so on, trying to get your way of playing offense. What were some of the things you were pleased with about how your team performed?
Well, I think we're in the ballpark, if you want to say. You know, we run the wing T, which is a very detail-oriented offense, you know, very precise movements, and it takes time to develop, and we've really only had a couple of weeks here. But, you know, like I talked to Phil Cici after the game, and he was like, oh, you guys look great today. I was like, well, you know, Phil, to the naked eye, yeah. I says, but to the coach's eye, I would give us about a 60 as far as, like, execution on offense. I says, but we scored 33 points, and that gave us a 60, so I kind of like where we're at and where we could be heading.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, tell me about some of the kids who might some of the plays or some of the things that might have gotten some passing marks for you, because, you know, again, to the fan's eye, man, that is a real solid win. And overall, good performances on offense and defense. You had to be some – I know you got to work on stuff, Coach. I get that. But what are a couple of things that you were most pleased with?
I just think our team pursuit on defense. You know, we preach that when we're watching film, when we're watching the guys on defense, we want to see nine or more guys in the screen. You know, like, I want to be able to count nine blitz helmets around the other team's ball carrier. And if you're doing that consistently, you get a chance to be a really, really good defense. So I was really proud of that. We had all out pursuit on that side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I think we held them to under 70 total yards of offense.
Wow.
I think, you know, offensively, we got new guys playing all over the place. We got a quarterback who's had no varsity experience, and he completed over 60% of his passes and threw his first varsity touchdown. Guards, who are the most important people in the offense for the wing team, both playing brand new positions. One was a center last year, the other was a fullback. So, and the fact that we were able to rush for like 220, 230 some yards was pretty impressive.
Yeah, I talked with Coach Nolan over at Danvers, and he had a player that he had to move also from one position to another.
Mm-hmm.
After you know, quite a while playing that. And it's a real credit to the kids when they can do that, because, you know, kids, parents, sometimes you have your heart set on playing one position, but then coach comes in and said, hey, what's best for the team? And the kids are able to learn that.
Oh, when you've got kids that are willing to buy in, and for me, it was the first week I met the kids after watching game film. I was like, look, we don't have a fullback per se in our offense, but fullbacks typically are the best guards in this offense. And
mm-hmm.
He was like, coach, I'll do whatever it takes to win.
Ah, cool. All right. Switching gears now, Jeff, I apologize for all my technical mistakes here. Poor Tim is supposed to be talking with you at the moment, and I can't get him in this conference call. All my fault.
He never stops talking when he gets going.
Well, that's okay. True. But I'm, you know, I'm certainly not in mid-season form, I'll tell you. Let's switch our attention to North Andover. That's Coach E.J. Perry's team, isn't it?
No, it's,
Well, that's Andover. That's right. Andover's his team.
John Stinsky is the head coach in North Andover.
All right. But, again, upcountry, man, always a tough team. What do you know about those guys? In fact, I'm pretty sure you're familiar with the neighborhood.
Yeah, I've been a health and phys ed teacher at North Andover High School for the last 14 years. So I know just about every kid on the team.
Does that give you an advantage?
I don't know. I think we have to perform well because they're already giving it to me. So
okay.
It's very starting.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's got to be kind of delicate.
But it's good that I have a relationship with some of the kids, so it's a good friendly ribbing back and forth.
Absolutely. What do you know about Andover? What do you expect from them offensively and defensively?
Well, they got a great quarterback. He's a senior. He's shown very well in a lot of summer showcases. He's in that, like, QB2 or elite QB group or whatever that summer thing is, the travel over the place. He threw for a ton of yards in the game, had 3 touchdown passes. He's dangerous. He's got quick release. He can read the defense fast. And, you know, they got some great receivers over there. They're all quick. They're the type of guys that if you let them get a step on you, they can go for a 5-yard hit into a 60-yard touchdown, you know?
Well, it sounds like it's going to be another challenge for you guys. What that game is on Saturday or Friday?
Friday night up there at 7 o'clock.
Friday night at 7 o'clock. All right. You know we're going to be bugging you later on for Panther preview during the week. But, Jeff, thank you so much, as always, and congratulations on your first win as the head man over at Beverly.
Thank you so much, Rick.
Take care, Jeff.